This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host and best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, Derek Champagne.
So tell me a little bit about, you know, we see articles all the time, but what is it that made you decide this is what I'm going to go chase after? It's that important, because again, that's a big step. Not only two things that really stand out, not only one that you took action from it. Yes, we all enjoyed our tuna in the sack lunch, and many of us have read articles on the mercury in fish and tuna. But what made you decide, as the rest of us did not, to take action on it, number one, and then number two, to stick with it like you did in those ebbs and flows?
13, 14 years?
Yeah, and it shifted so many times. So I can imagine. I've had consultants tell me to take it behind the barn before. What let you know that you were onto something bigger and to keep, how did you know to keep going, and to, even though you were taking on investors and to get to the point you're at now? Now you're in 5,000 stores, but that happened in the last couple of years.
Yeah, there was certainly many opportunities to give up, for sure.
Right.
And a lot of people have been surprised that, in my case, that I've stuck with it as long as I have, and why I've maintained a certain passion for the project. It's a couple fold, okay? When I was in college, originally I had physics and a little bit of management economics, and moved to management economics, so I thought I was going to be doing something maybe textile and the investment side. And I was worked for UBS for a summer, and I was looking at that side. But ultimately, when I was in school, there was this notion of either you have two choices, either you go to make money or you go to make a difference. They seemed to be mutually exclusive, the way they kept getting framed to me while I was in school. And so I'm like, if this world is going to, you know, become a better place, people are not going to, we're still going to be a competitive capitalist market. That's not going anywhere. So either we learn to make money and make a difference at the same time, or we're on our way to a pretty sad reality. And so that's that, as a personal commitment to myself, was like, I want to do something where I make money and I make a difference, because that's the way we can create a model that other entrepreneurs can copy.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.